be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We talked about this gospel last week because I want to approach it from two different angles. Last week, I said it illustrates that our faith, our religion, is relatively simple. Love God, love one another. Now today, what Jesus is doing in answering this Pharisee is prioritizing. He's pointing out what is important about our religion. And you and I have to prioritize in the same way, because some things about our faith are very important, others are way out here and of very little consequence whatsoever. Remember that there are four levels to our faith and religion. At the top is our doctrine. Take out your missalette and read the creed. Credo in unum Deum, Patrum omnipotentem factorum caelia terra. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth. I don't think anyone in the room has a problem with that. That's our doctrine. Underneath our doctrine are our teachings. It's called the magisterium, from the Latin word magister, which is teacher. The whole of our sexual ethic is contained in the teachings. The whole of our moral code is contained in the teachings. The teachings are extremely important and we need to listen to them, but they are not doctrine. And in the arena of teachings, my conscience can enter in to enable me at times, perhaps even to dissent from one of those teachings. But the key word here is an informed conscience. It's not valid for me simply to say, well, I think or I feel, therefore. No, my opinion is only as valid as the evidence that substantiates it. And so the teachings are extremely important, but they are not doctrine. Underneath the teachings are the disciplines. Those of you who are my age remember that we grew up and we could never eat meat on Friday. That was simply a discipline, and with the stroke of a pen, the Pope did away with it. We still have no meat on the Fridays of Lent. That again is a discipline. Clerical celibacy, that I am not permitted to marry, is nothing more than a discipline. It can be changed with the stroke of a pen. And so the disciplines are not teachings, and they are most certainly not doctrine. And then underneath the disciplines are the practices. We have these magnificent Stations of the Cross, and we have security cameras on them, which reflect on a large monitor in the parish office. And all day long, you can see people come in here and pray the Stations of the Cross, because they find meaning in it. And that might work for you. Maybe it has no meaning for you. That's perfectly okay. Some people pray the rosary. Other people find it to be meaningless. That's perfectly okay. It is nothing but a practice. It is not a discipline, it is not a teaching, and it is most certainly not doctrine. You and I need to learn to prioritize our faith and differentiate between the doctrine, the teachings, the disciplines, and the practices so that we focus on what is really important. Amen.